What's good? What's good? I am back. Yours truly, one and only Paul Pickett, host of the Paul Pickett Podcast. Running a little late today on my podcast. Had an issue with the heat in my apartment, so the maintenance guys had to come through, and I really couldn't get nothing done. Today, I'm going to react to a video titled, Woke TikToker Calls for Looting During Buffalo Snowstorm Because White People Stole Land. Every race of people has taken land before, but pretty much, but let's get into it. Commercial first, and then we'll get into the video.
That lick, that slap, it is that one. Everybody talking about this little drink, they like, that's that turn. That lick, that slap, it is that one. That
everybody talking about this little drink. They like, you can Dizzle too. Dizzle is a premium luxury liqueur mixed with agave tequila, French cognac, and orange liquor mango mix. So you Dizzle on ice, and it's nice. If you want to order your very own bottle or bottles of Dizzle premium luxury liqueur, go to DizzleBrand.com. Click on one of the top three website links under our locations. I recommend Emilio's Beverage. It's the cheaper link for shipping and handling and to buy your bottle as well. Also, if you're located in California, Oklahoma, Kansas, and Arkansas, there's actual store locations below that. And then the Dizzle brand merch, the hats, t-shirts, hoodies, and more. Go to DizzleBrand.com, click on merchandise store, or go to Etsy.com. It's Etsy.com/shop/DizzleBrand. Etsy.com/shop/DizzleBrand. All right, let's get into it.
All right, guys, so unfortunately, as some of you guys may know or are currently experiencing, we're going through a historic winter storm in the United States.
And before he gets as you heard me earlier say, I had to get my heat fixed because the other night my heat wouldn't get over 60 degrees. And apparently there was some holes in my vent that was basically causing where the circulation wouldn't fully go through and it wouldn't push out hot enough, but it has been super cold. Even here in Fayetteville, we've had some 14 degree nights, 20 something degree nights, 30 degree. I mean, it's been pretty cold. Let's get into it.
Well, we have freezing temperatures all over the country, and in some parts of the country, we have blizzards. Okay, quite literally, some parts of the country are snowed in. Okay, like for example, Buffalo, who is getting hit quite hard by this natural disaster. It's suffering a lot. And unfortunately, during times of natural disaster, just like hurricanes down in Florida, you have people who take advantage of these natural disasters to commit crimes, to loot, to steal, to destroy property that is not theirs. And you always have these conversations from the mainstream liberal media trying to excuse the actions of criminals. Like, for example, this article here from the Washington Post talks about how this blizzard is fueling racial and class divides in this city. You also have another article out here that basically is accusing what is happening in Buffalo of being racist. And what are they claiming is racist, guys? Well, they're claiming that police diverting resources to trying to stop looters is somehow racist. This is what they're claiming, right? This is what they're claiming. Incredible stuff. It's just so funny to me how these people they love criminals so much, right? They love criminals.
Facts.
But anyways, in this video, we gotta talk about this woke.
Thank you, Greg.
Woman who happens to be black. She looks black. Allegedly, she's black.
He said allegedly.
She's saying that it is okay to loot because white people stole land, right? So white people shouldn't be complaining about people looting because white people stole land, right? And I want to react to that. But first, I want to play a couple of news clips for you guys so you guys can get a better understanding of what's going on out in Buffalo. And then I'm going to play the TikTok reaction to it just so you guys can see how silly that it is. So without further ado, let's go ahead and roll the clip.
Low, reprehensible, and disgusting. Those are the words Buffalo law enforcement and city leaders have used to describe the criminals who have looted local businesses during this deadly blizzard.
We're joined now live by Buffalo Police Commissioner Joseph Grimalia. Commissioner, thank you so much for joining us this afternoon. Yeah, thanks for having me on.
Let's talk a little bit about logistics first and also some of the stats that you guys have gathered. I know yesterday morning you had released a detail, a special detail of officers who were charged with going out and specifically addressing issues of looting. About how many stores or businesses do you think have been hit at this point, and how many arrests have been made?
So I don't have the final calculations yet. There have been a lot, but with the driving ban, not all store owners, managers have been able to get to their locations. We've come across stores that have had damage. We just don't know if that's a result of looting or any other issues. So it's going to take some time to get those final calculations. But we have made 9 arrests since the start of our detail. The detail started up yesterday, and all those arrests came yesterday. We are also working at our district detective level to investigate the leads that we have on other ones. You showed a video there of a person smashing a cash register from Louis. That we've already gotten tips on the identification of somebody. We are working to finalize that. We will make arrests. I'm going to give the suggestion to anybody that's involved in this. You might as well turn yourselves in, because we are going to come and knock at your door.
Tonight, we are hearing some more unfortunate stories of looting all across Buffalo. The owner of Louis Texas Rent House on Bailey Avenue tells Two on Your Side his heart is broken watching security footage of his restaurant being looted on Christmas Day. As of this evening, Carl Anderson Jr. says his restaurant is finally boarded up. Meanwhile, Buffalo police tell us they are following some leads in this case.
Oh, yeah, sure. Show your face.
This isn't people stealing food and medicine and diapers. They are destroying stores. They're stealing televisions, couches,
destroying livelihoods.
Whatever else they can get their hands on. They're opportunists. They're taking advantage. And all you're doing is destroying the resource you have when you need to go to the store again and buy food or whatever else that you need.
The Buffalo Police Department has formed an anti-looting detail to hold criminals accountable. So far, 8 people have been arrested.
So I live in Buffalo. This is a 33. This is my car that's been buried in all of this fucking snow since last week. And this is outside my granny's house, a tree that's been there since my aunt was a child. Safe to say that it's a fucking shit show out there, right? Here go y'all goblins who don't even live in the fucking city. Which, by the way, the Q-tip people are the last ones to ever talk about somebody stealing anything. Y'all wouldn't be in this country had it not been for y'all stealing it. So y'all are more focused on people looting and trying to get necessities and things that they need. And yes, a TV is a fucking necessity thing. Than the people who are literally freezing to death in their own.
Oh, no, let me stop. Hold the fuck. First of all, bullshit. TVs are not necessities. But let's keep it moving.
Freezing to death outside because this city did not shut down the way it should have. Byron Brown want to get on here and talk about, we told y'all, we knew this was going to happen. But why didn't you close businesses when you should have? Why you got everybody rushing home at noon when the fucking, you know, storm is starting and now people are literally dying in their cars because they can't see. And yeah, it was that fucking bad. I went out like at 8 o'clock in the morning before it started. And by the time I got out of Wegmans, right, it was like maybe 9:30, 10 o'clock. And it was fucking bad. And that was just the beginning of the storm. So if you don't live in Buffalo, even if you do live in Buffalo, you feel like you're better than because people are out here stealing and you would never. First of all, if you are a mayo monster, that is how your ancestors got everything from stealing. Monster. People are out here trying to get toilet paper. People are out here trying to get, you know, just small little food from family fucking dollar. And y'all got to fucking fuck capitalism. Steal everything that you need, babe. Because at the end of the day, this city continuously fails us whenever we have any type of emergency. Byron, do better, bitch.
Yeah. So,
you know, before he gets into this, I don't hear that. You know what I think, man? People are weak. People are so weak. We're so dependent. I'm a laws of nature guy, and people always run around and they act like, you know, we're superior to animals. Well, you know who stands on their own 2 feet? Every fucking animal. You know who can't stay on their own 2 feet? Damn near every person on this planet. Like, it's not always up to people to fucking take care of you and to fucking rescue you, to come to your fucking come and save you. You know, people need to just fucking, I'm going to say it, man the fuck up and stand on their own 2 feet sometimes. I try to depend on myself only as much as possible. Like, I don't even like calling the maintenance guys to come fix shit. But, yeah, my heat's out, and I'm not really a heater air conditioning guy, you know. So yeah, when I don't know things, I call the people who don't know, you know, who know things better than me. But like another thing, I'm really sick and tired of people. Well, your ancestors did it. You know, I'm not fucking held accountable for anything that any of my fucking relatives or my ancestors did. I don't care if it's my mom, my dad, you know, my father committed suicide. Am I fucking held accountable for that shit? You know, we got to stop pawning on the sins of other people. And then this whole, your people stole land. What, Africans never stole land from other Africans? Bullshit. Arabs never stole land from other Arabs? Bullshit. Asians never stole land from other Asians, Vietnamese, Chinese, Japanese. They never stole. No, Spanish never stole land from other Spanish, or Hispanics never stole land from other Hispanics. The only reason Indians didn't really steal land from other Indians, that's because they were a mobile society. They didn't claim land. That's the thing. People always talk about you took the land from them. They didn't even take claim to the land. Because if you took claim to the land, you would actually settled on the land. You would build houses. That's the thing. They never built houses and built permanent shelters. They never built permanent shelters to take claim to the land. They moved with the buffalo. They migrated. So they were always going into other people's territories and other people's lands. And this idea that other Indians never enslaved other Indians or killed other Indians or stole from other Indians, it's horseshit. It's bullshit. Every race on this planet is stole from people. And let's pump the brakes on this shit. You know, all this is we got to blame white people for buying slaves, but we can't blame Africans for selling them. You know, it's such a fucking double standard. Let's keep it moving.
You guys seen that? You heard that? Okay, this is, I mean, unfortunately, it's par for the course.
It is.
When it comes to the rhetoric from the woke left, okay, because they love criminals, right? Woke, yeah. Liberals, progressives, they love criminals. Like, they make every excuse in the book to defend criminal activity, right? But they don't really care about the law-abiding citizens, the business owners that are suffering because criminals are looting their stores, and they're not looting their stores for essential goods, right? That's not what's happening, okay? Thank this lady you. Clearly is ignorant on what's going on here, because she's actually educated on the issue. She would understand that these criminals are going in there and they're stealing cash. They're not stealing food, right? That they're stealing all types of luxury goods.
Yeah.
A TV is not a necessity, bro.
Thank you.
Right.
Thank you.
It's really not.
Thank you.
And the thing is that it's one thing to criticize the city's mismanagement of preparing for the storm.
Yep.
It's another to say, well, the city's mismanagement is what led to looting. That's not the case, right? Yeah, I don't think that's the issue. I don't think that's the issue. The issue is that you have criminals taking advantage of this snowstorm to try to hurt law-abiding citizens. That's what's happening.
And you know what? Let me chime in real quick. I strongly believe that one should be allowed to defend their livelihood in the same manner you're allowed to defend your life. Your livelihood is your life. You know? She could sit there and say, well, they should be allowed to loot. Well, if the store owner catches you in there looting, they should be allowed to shoot you and get it done and over with. Because that's protecting and defending their livelihood. You know? But that's the thing. People, we live in this equal equity world, not equal opportunity. Like, you know, people could sit there and say, hey, you know, what do you know? You got white privilege. Well, that's horseshit, because I built my business from ground up by my motherfucking self with $0. With zero, zero, $0. I started from scratch. And what I did, anybody with any common sense could have did. You know, I didn't graduate from high school. I didn't go to college. I don't got a bunch of book smarts. That's why this is the Common Sense Podcast. I live off the laws of nature and common knowledge and common sense. You know, I'm really tired of this double standard thing. Yeah, your ancestors. What is what five generations ago have to do with me today. Me as a person, my character, who I am, has nothing to do with that, you know? And if you think just because my ancestors might have enslaved people, I mean, I don't know for a fact that my personal ancestors enslaved people. And that's another thing. Everybody in America didn't own slaves. Most people fighting in the Civil War for the South didn't even own slaves, you know? So we got to pump the brakes on that. It was really the rich elite that owned slaves. They really ones that own slaves. So all these other people were really just like poor regular people fighting to protect what the rich elite had, you know? So yeah, I'm not at fault for something somebody did hundreds of years ago. That doesn't define who I am as a human being and my character, you know? It just doesn't. It doesn't. And you don't get to pawn that off of me. And if anybody thinks it's okay to loot my apartment just because my ancestors stole land, supposedly, from your ancestors, well, they'll get a 12-gauge shotgun because I'm going to defend my livelihood and my life the same way, you know? My livelihood is my life. You know, and I agree with a lot with everything Mr. Greg Foreman is saying on this. You know, like, this is not a loot for necessity. TVs are not necessity. Electronics are not necessities unless you have an online business like me. If you have an online business, then a computer is a necessity. A laptop or a desktop is a necessity. But if you don't have that, then you're just looting to steal money. That's not, no. That's a cop-out. That's all it is. It's a cop-out. Once again, thank y'all for tuning in. Paul Pinkett Podcast. And I'm out.